The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Go. Great. So, hello again and welcome to Happy Hour. So, for this edition of Happy Hour, I'd like to invite us to just jump into meditating together, and I will reveal the theme as I did on Monday, a different theme today on Wednesday. And we'll just unfold with it, roll with it. How's that? So let's, without further ado, let's sit together. So arriving in this body. So inviting you to choose a comfortable position, whether it's sitting, lying down, standing, whatever might be supportive for this body in this moment. And first and foremost, we always come to the body. Turning the attention to the body and inviting it to soften. Inviting it to soften, not forcing it, but inviting it to soften with each breath. The invitation is a kind invitation. Dear, dear body, you've been working so hard all day, breathing, moving, working, whatever you've been doing, I invite you to soften, relax, or be as you wish to be in this moment. This invitation is an invocation of metta, friendliness, to ourselves, to the body. So simple with each breath. Noticing where in the body there is tightness, where there is care needed, and bringing care, gentleness, tenderness. Say if your back is hurting as mine is, just bringing some care, inviting it to soften. It can be exactly as it is. The pain doesn't have to go away. Letting there be appreciation, care. Putting arms of care and love around the part of the body that's a little compromised, challenged. It's okay, dearie. It's okay. I love and accept you just as you are, dear part of the body. And not doing so, not bringing care for the sake of some future outcome, but right here, right now. This is it. It's not goal-driven to bring kindness, care to the body because XYZ, because. No future orientation. Complete in and of itself right here in this moment. Just because. keeping it very simple tonight. Letting there be an infusion of care, present moment care with each breath, in breath and out breath. And the body, wherever in the body it's needed, wherever in the heart, heart space, it's needed. This is enough. Can this be more than enough? Sitting, breathing kindness in the body. Right here in this moment. No future orientation. Inhabiting this moment fully. as we're practicing being embodied, sitting and breathing kindness to body, you can either stay with this practice if it speaks to you right now, or consider this invitation, this other invitation I have to drop in. And that is, we often spend our lives, our precious, limited, passing, flash of a life, as if, imagine this metaphor, as if we're in the room next door, not quite here where it's happening, but we're in the room next door. When we're thinking about the past, future, not quite present, not fully present, a little removed. And it doesn't take much. You know, we're not, perhaps in this metaphor, we're not far away, we're not off on an island, we're just in the room next door. So close, but yet not here. And all it takes, it's just a slight shift to realize we're often in the room next door and missing our lives as it's unfolding. See if that speaks to you, or how this metaphor might speak to you, to realize that it only takes a slight shift. It's not a huge, we don't have to get on a plane to come here, just a tiny little shift of awareness, of attention. Ah, into the body, into the heart, right here. Into our life, not to miss it. Not to miss this. Whatever it is. Aligned with this idea introduced by the philosopher Heidegger, that it's not like we have time, but we are time. We are time. We are time. So instead of feeling like you have time, or there's past, future, being lost in it, you are time, shifting. Shifting from the room next door, right here. This is it. I am time. My life is, unfolds in the present moment. I am time, unfolding right here, right now. Not in the room next door, past, present, future, removed. Here, I am time, this. Is the unfolding of this life, whatever it is. Whatever it is, not fighting in this moment. Entering this room of your life, this moment in time, and resting, relaxing the body in the easy chair, not fighting whatever is unfolding. being it, inhabiting this as fully as possible. And if that feels like a struggle, how do I inhabit this fully as possible? Let that go. Just be. Being time. the last couple minutes, dropping in the reflection into the heart, into the body, letting it reverberate. I am time. My life unfolds as time. And can there be care in this unfolding as it unfolds in time, reverberates in time? Care internally, externally, through time, in time, right here, a moment of care unfolding. And however this period of practice unfolded in the moment, appreciating ourselves for showing up just as we did. Words about the practice tonight. So, you know, in Buddhist practice, there, in meditation practice, the instructions of being here now, inhabiting the body, or here now, you know, there's so many ways. We've heard this so many times, right? In so many different ways. And yet, the way I wanted to invite us to enter into it tonight is a different way, and for some of you, and I hope for me, I'll just speak for myself, it's a different way of inhabiting. That's like, wow, I become so much more present when I don't relate to time. It's just about our mental relationship to time. And when we relate to it as past, present, future, etc., it's easier to get lost. Whereas with this invitation inspired by the philosopher Heidegger, I am time. This is it. Time. This is unfold. It's not like my life is unfolding and I have time and this commodity, but like this, I am time. Whoa. It can be a very different way to enter into the sense of presence. Dropping the struggle of past, present, future. For me, It's something else comes alive and becomes accessible, a different relationship that then can unfold in many different ways. And I hope it's if it didn't click tonight, that it will click in the next few days, because this practice isn't just ending tonight. It's gonna do you, it's gonna work on you in the coming days. And then at the beginning of the practice, we till the soil by breathing kindness in the body and wherever there there was care needed, breathing in, breathing out, in the body and the heart. And then at the very end, I wanted to bring these two ideas together of being time, and what if this moment in time, it's a reverberation of kindness, living kindness, being, I guess, being time, being kindness in time, like dropping that in, again, not in the mind, not thinking about it, like, what the heck does she mean? Just dropping it in and letting, you know, sometimes words get in the way, but dropping it in and feeling into it. So your mileage might have varied, something might have opened up or not, and it's all okay. We're just playing around with different ways of doing the practice. So I'd like to invite us now in small groups to relate, sharing for our, or exploring, not just, you know, sharing too, but it's really exploring for our own benefit. What came up? As you speak about it today, earlier today, I was speaking with a friend about practice, and as we were talking for our own sake and holding presence, as you know, things open up more and more and more. So what a great opportunity to be able to do that in such a lovely community of practitioners. So I'm going to set up the small groups in a moment and invite you to share maybe a nugget. How was this practice? There's no right or wrong. You're exploring it for your own sake. And if you decide to bring something from your daily life, and please keep the dharmic lens. Please keep the lens of the Dharma. And be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another. No judgment. Just show up as you are. We practice as best as you can. And anything else I want to say? Oh, yes, let's go reverse alphabetical order. And I think that's all I want to say. So I'm going to open the rooms. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Here we go. Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's always nice to see smiles when you come back and look at you. This is great. So I see a couple of hands shot up. Richard, what's up?
Unmute. You may know this, but people believe nowadays that Heidegger was inspired by Dogen when it comes to time and being.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I need to look into that.
Dogen has the line that being is only being in time.
Ooh.
There's a long poem about that.
I love it. Thank you for the pointer. Anything else I should look up?
No, I mean, that's enough. That's a good place to start.
That is awesome. I did not know the connection. I love it. Thank you, Richard. Okay. I will be reading up on that. Oh, how awesome. How awesome. Great. All right. And what was the line you said? Wait, I'm going to ask you to unmute. Hold on. Where did you go, Richard? Oh, there you are. What was the line you said Dogen has?
Being is only being in time.
Yes. Yeah, that's what Heidegger says. Love it. Love it. Thank you. Okay. Jerry, what's up?
Thank you. So, I don't know how I ended up in psychiatry, but my best subject undergraduate was physics and math. So when you started talking about time, and the real relativity was my best course. So I looked
awesome.
It up. And so essentially the flow of time, the subjective experience of the present moment passing, is considered the illusion. Well, time as a dimension in space-time fabric is a key, if not non-absolute component of the universe. From AI that I just looked up. I read it to the group and I said, I hope that helped. And they all laughed and said, yeah, right, Jerry. But you're on it.
Yeah, I so appreciate it. It's, you know, that is the truth, the reality of this non-reality, or the non-reality of this, I mean, right? It's Wait, read that again from
okay.
So I loved it.
A whole bunch of physicists, and the final view was essentially the flow of time dash the subjective experience of the present moment passing is considered the illusion. Well, time as a dimension in the space-time fabric is a key, if non-absolute, component of the universe.
Yes, love it. Yep, it's an illusion. Yep, we are this. We're unfolding in this illusion of past, present, future, and it's really, yeah, I love it. So, yep, this moment, yep. And yet, it is a non-absolute but important aspect of this experiencing this reality. So as we experience it, so yeah. So physics, appreciate you bringing the physics aspect. That you know, in some ways, I've also heard in simplification that the past, present, future, as far as physics is concerned, does not exist. Time does not exist. I mean, that's a very that's a gross simplification. So basically, this is the present moment. It's this is it. So great, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate that. I hope that and yet, you know, as we think about that, right? That's the thinking or the cognizing, and yet as we try to experience it, to drop in into like it's just this. It's just this.
To live in the present moment in an embodied way.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll just share with you that actually during the break I was reflecting. Wow, I was really that short meditation we just did was really deep for me because this really inhabiting this moment, the time in a very different way. So I hope that was the case for you. Thanks, Jerry. Okay, I'm going to move on to other reflections. Amy.
Hey, Nikki. Hey, Sangha. So 24 hours ago, I was in surgery for an appendectomy, appendicitis. So I'm like missing an organ as of like, 24 hours ago. And it's pretty wild,
dear.
Like thinking of time in this way. Yeah. And then my body, right now it has like different now incisions and healing and how it felt like after going under. Time is different, you know, and it was fascinating how you decided to do this sit too, because you're reflecting on the body and being kind to the body and reflecting on time, and my time has felt all, you know, out of whack, and my body has felt different, right? They send you home with a list of instructions for how to take care of your body.
Yeah.
And no instructions for like how to like take care of how your emotions are feeling around this change, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was really supportive to kind of connect all these dots. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, dear Amy. Sweetie. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I mean, you're in surgery the past 24 hours. That's appendicitis, and usually that comes on quickly, right? It's usually an emergency before it bursts, right? Is that what the situation?
Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine.
9 a.m. yesterday was when I kind of had a sense, and then in the hospital, and then, yeah, they had me out by 8:30. I was back home.
Oh, gosh. What you've gone through. And again, that's another sense of time, like the timelessness and as you're saying, being in surgery and the anesthesia and the it's coming out and then taking care of the body. Oh, dear Amy. And here you are 24 hours, like, wow. So grateful that you're here in the Sangha, and may you feel held and supported by all of us. I hope you're seeing the hearts lighting up.
And it's I mean, it might have been otherwise, right? Like this, it's a preciousness of life, right? In a different time, in a different part of the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
So it makes me just appreciate all your beautiful faces right now.
It might have been otherwise. Wow. Really appreciating you, your uniqueness, your Amy-ness here tonight. Thank you, Amy. Oh, I'm so moved by that. Wow. Imagine you in surgery less than 24 hours ago, and wow. Ooh, such is life, right? For any of us, appendicitis can happen to any of us at any moment. It's right, exactly. Exactly. I see the medical doctor in us, Jerry, who's going like, yep, it could be like that, snapping his finger. Like, yeah, wow. Whew. Wow. Being time, right? What? Anything can happen at any moment. Thanks, Amy. Oh, wow. I'm still feeling what you shared in my body, Amy. Thank you. Just really moved by it. Ah, taking another beat. Terrence, please.
Thank you for this meditation. This is, you know, as it said, time is an illusion. And whenever I'm asked to look at it through a guided meditation or something like that, it feels like the balloon just pops and my mind is kind of in this open space. I appreciate that very much. I've heard Mahagosananda, you know, the kind of Pope of Cambodia, gave Dharma talks at IMS, you know, a few times. I heard him say, eat time or it will eat you. And now you've brought this dimension of being time, which seems in some way or other to jive with that idea of eating time. I've always puzzled over that one since he said that. It's something my mind wants to worry with, you know. well, thank you very much. I appreciate the guidance.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much for bringing this in and how reflecting and contemplating and time, your mind just opens up to this, you know, or the open space, and also the reflections on Gosananda, what did you say? Who gave the talk at IMS some years ago? Was it? I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Yes, Mahagosananda.
Yeah, Mahagosananda.
He had a center in New Jersey, and he would come to IMS periodically to give talk, or just to visit.
Right. And it's interesting, actually. This, you know, eat time or it will eat you. It's kind of interesting you say this because it just reminded me of. So in Pali, time is represented, the word, if I remember correctly, is kala, K-A-L-A. And the physical reflection, I was just doing a quick search to see if I could find the, here it is. Let me see if I can. Here the deity Kala. Okay, so it's, oh yeah, all right, so I'm going to see if I can show this to you. Is that possible? All right, I'm going to do something funky here. Let's see, because we're on Zoom, I'm going to see if I can share my screen so guys you can see this. Is that possible? Okay, we're going to do something very unusual. Here we go. All right, desktop. No, here we go, colorful. Okay, so all right, can you guys see this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. So Kala is represented by this deity that has kind of looks fierce, and it has this huge mouth, like, ah, and there are different ways that it's represented. But basically, this is, in Buddhism, Kala is this, like, you know, fierce, kind of scary-looking deity with, like, open mouth that's like devouring in this case, in this image, devouring the earth is devouring. So time devours us. So, all right, I'm going to stop sharing. So, that's the, isn't that an interesting way? Like time devours everything.
Thank you for connecting that. That's good.
yeah. You're so welcome. In fact, years ago, I was, there was a, I think I taught a day long at IMC at IMC years ago, about on time. Core taught it with a friend, So what do I want to say about what you brought in? And this idea that time devours, and yet I think as much as I appreciate this imagery, and there, I want to make sure I don't have a relationship of fear with time, because it's not like this deity that devours. It's just time. Like time is time. Time passes. Time devours everything. Time. It's not. I don't know. It's kind of devouring. Maybe it's not a good word. Maybe I don't like that. And the deity looks so fierce and scary, and it's like eating everything up. I don't know. I want to have a more nuanced relationship with it. Not a scared one. It's just, this is just the way it is. It's just.
This is anicca.
There you go. It's anicca. So great. Thanks, Terrence. I appreciate you bringing this. And I see Corey's hand is up. So, Corey, we've got a minute. Come on in.
I can be quick. One of the beautiful things that this practice has provided me is how much beauty can be done in a small amount of time. And I spent the day following the monks live streaming and listening to all of their things. And one of the messages that was spoken in one of the talks was, 5 seconds of mindfulness that this monk wishes for everybody. And then he gave each second a quality, like first 1 second of kindness, 1 second of compassion. And the fifth, I forget the other one, but the fifth was hope. Oh. And it was like, just in 5 seconds, look at how much you can cultivate that's good. And he just wished this for everybody. So time is a trip, and there's a lot of goodness that can be done in a small amount of time.
Wow, that's such a beautiful note to end on. Thank you so much, Corey. That's such a beautiful note to end on. Thank you for that. Oh, thank you all. And thank you for being time. For, I don't want to say spend it, because it's, you know, that word's like as if it's a commodity, but inhabiting your life in the past hour at happy hour. That sounded really strange English, but you know what I'm trying to giving our full presence here to one another and to ourselves and cultivating these beautiful qualities. So may all beings be free, including ourselves. Ah, what a joy to be with you, to be in time with you. I want to invite you all, if you'd like, to unmute yourselves and say goodbye. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you for a great
thank
time.
You, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks,
everyone.
Take care. See you tomorrow.
Yes, thank you so much.
Take care, everyone.
Be well, Amy.